You're listening to The Pulse, where it's all about student news, student opinions, and student voices.
Online. This is URN.
Hello and welcome to The Pulse. I'm Ben and this is The Pulse. This is URN's daily news show coming to you from the Portland building every weekday between 5 and 6. So joining me today, we have Thomas, we've got Rebecca and we've got Hannah. And that leads us on neatly to our final topic of the evening. And to tell us all about it, we're going over to Rebecca.
Yes, so a spacecraft is set to launch and test technology that may one day be needed to tip a dangerous asteroid off course. So NASA's DART mission will evaluate a long-standing proposal for neutralizing a sizable space rock headed for Earth. The spacecraft will crash into an object called Dimorphos to see how much its speed and path can be altered. If a chunk of cosmic debris measuring a few hundred meters across were to collide with our planet, it could unleash a continent-wide devastation. However, DART will only be changing the period of time of the orbit of Dimorphos by a tiny amount, and that's all that's needed in the event to alter an asteroid that is discovered well ahead of time. So it's worth noting that the asteroid that they are attempting to test this with is not planned to have any effect on the world at current, so it's all okay. It's just so asteroids are the leftover building blocks of the solar system in the extremely rare event that a space rock's path around the sun crosses that of the Earth so that the two objects intersect at the same time, a collision may occur. So the $325 million DART mission will target a pair of asteroids that closely orbit together, known as a binary. The larger of the two objects, called Didymos, measures around 780 meters across, while its smaller companion, Dimorphos, is around 160 meters wide. So after the DART launches, it will first escape the Earth's gravity, following its own orbit around the sun, and it will then intercept the binary as it approaches within 6.7 million miles of Earth in September 2022. So basically, I think the plan is to use the technology to alter the course of it so that there's no debris or anything that affects Earth, basically. And like I said, this is to test it. We're not expecting any asteroids coming anytime soon, so it's okay.
Just as well then it's not going to come and destroy us. I'm glad that they kind of added in that really important bit, is that Dimorphos isn't kind of a threat to life on Earth.
But I feel reassured.
it would be bigger news, guys, if it was a threat to us. I mean, there's a film and Morgan Freeman in it which was all about them trying to explode an asteroid that was heading for Earth. I can't remember what it was called, but I'll try and find that. But anyway, I think it's really interesting technology, this, isn't it? Being able to, knock an asteroid ever so slightly off course so it doesn't cause us any issues. But the whole idea of knocking it instead of destroying it is really cool.
Yeah, I think it's super cool. I think this is such a cool story. I love that they've planned this, because I think everyone has that fear of, if they're there's an asteroid coming, run and hide, get the kids, hide. But now that they're planning on just nudging this asteroid out the way, and they're trying to develop that technology, I don't know about the rest of you, but I feel like I can sleep a bit better now. And I just think it's super cool. I think really cool.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's crazy that, as humans, we can have an impact on such kind of a cosmic-feeling idea, kind of. The idea that we can send something up that will impact, that will change how an asteroid's trajectory goes. I mean, that to me just seems amazing, that kind of we've been able to work out how to do that.
I also think it's quite a good use of NASA's technology, because I feel like a lot of the time they come under criticism for spending quite a lot of money and not necessarily doing things that people think are immediately have benefits, right, for the world. Whereas I think most people can kind of get behind stopping asteroids destroying the Earth. So I feel like this is quite a good use of their money, and also quite cool.
I think that's that's great. That's a great point, kind of thinking about what we had recently about the whole kind of billionaire space race thing, about kind of you know, billionaires using all their money to go into space and kind of space tourism, where kind of that's at kind of one end of the novelty scale. And then this is kind of right down the other end, kind of preparing us kind of for possible Armageddon, because the whole idea that, you know, if something, you know, a couple of hundred meters impacting us, causing continent-wide devastation even, that's something you kind of don't want to have. Because, of course, Dimorphos is only 163 meters kind of across. That's, you know, roughly, you know, half the size of the Eiffel Tower, to kind of put that into context. But then Rebecca mentioned its kind of its cousin Didymos, which is obviously 780 meters across, and that is, the size difference is obviously massive. So if something to something like that were to hit us, then we'd be in trouble.
Yeah, definitely. I also think, like, I don't know, I think, you know, NASA, when people think about NASA and what NASA do, it's either that they're looking for aliens or they're protecting us from the unknown. And I would much rather do the whole protection thing. I think aliens are super cool, but you never, like, space is one of those things that you just don't really know what's going on, or at least I don't. Obviously, I'd hope NASA do, yeah. But like, I think it's super cool that they're just trying to preempt something that they don't know if it will happen, but if it is going to happen, we at least have a game plan. Because I feel like a lot of the time in, like, the space movies, probably in the Morgan Freeman one that you're talking about, humans have no idea what to do when something like this happens. So, yeah, I think it's such a good investment of their money and their time.
I think, to kind of bring up the Morgan Freeman one, because actually there were... magically, almost, there were two films in 1998 about people trying to stave off kind of meteorite asteroid impacts, Armageddon and Deep Impact, and they involve people kind of going onto the asteroids and drilling them to destroy them. So obviously we're not at that stage yet. They're sending up Bruce Willis in a drill to kind of save the world by drilling up an asteroid. But I think kind of it's a bit more realistic, but also way cooler in the whole science, by knocking it off course just a tiny amount.
I also think, though, when you think about it, it doesn't sound realistic at all. It does sound like it should be in one of those films. Like, they're just going to send up something and hopefully hit it at the right angle and just nudge it away. So it doesn't really sound that, like, scientifically intelligent. But yeah.
I just have to add that if NASA was able to send Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos up to drill a meteoroid, I would pay good money to see it.
I mean, that's very true. I mean, to be honest, the way this is going, I mean, Elon Musk has that whole kind of flamethrower boring business, doesn't he? Anyway, so, I mean, he could probably put that to good use. And,
a space,
you know,
boring.
You know, and there's probably somewhere in some Amazon warehouse somewhere which would be quite good at dealing with asteroids. So put the two of them together and then, you know, get it done and have it delivered within 24 hours back to Earth or something like that. Well, that's all we've got time for this evening. Thankfully, the Earth is not going to be destroyed by a massive, massive asteroid. And if we are in doubt, we can always call upon Bruce Willis and Morgan Freeman to come and save us. Thank you to Hannah, Rebecca and Thomas for joining me this evening. This has been The Pulse, URN's daily news show, bringing the news that matters to you. And yes, thank you for listening. I believe it is sport up next.
This is URN.